special moment, aren't we? Yeah. Father, thank you for these children up here proclaiming what you've done for them. So Lord, collectively, we just want to remember what you've done for us. I just want us to just think about our lives. Think about the ugly places, the ugliest things, the things we regret the most. And I just want us to remember that in that moment, God said, I choose that one to be mine. I love that one. We just thank you for your goodness to us. Paul says, if we're going to come and participate in the Lord's Supper, we're going to not do that in an unworthy way. We're going to do it in a manner that's right. And I've thought about that verse a lot over the years. And what does it mean to be unworthy, do it in an unworthy way? And really, it just comes down to the more the Lord just speaks to me is like, if you think you're worthy, you're taking it in an unworthy way. If you're diminishing Jesus, I have just a tendency in my life to slip into the law. I slip back in. I know Jesus made a way for me that we're singing. I know it. But yet my actions in my daily life say, well, if I'm going to come to him, I need to have my heart right. I need to make my way. And I do things that I think will please him in order to please him. And there's good and right in that, but if I'm making my own way, I'm missing the whole point. And so we want to remember this morning as we take this to not come up here because we had a great week and we were close to the Lord and say, oh, I can participate today. I can take this and feel good. Or those that didn't have a good week and they struggled with sin, they say, I don't even want to take it. I feel so unworthy. Both of those are coming to the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. Because we're looking within instead of looking upon. Yes. And so we look upon you, Jesus. We look up. We say, you made a way for us. You paid for everything. The worst of us, the best of us, it's all needing redeemed. There's nothing in us that was worth saving. You had to start fresh and make us brand new. And so we remember this. I just want to read Romans 3. It's just such a glorious passage of Scripture. But now the righteousness of God has been manifest apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. So we receive it again. We just remember by faith this morning. All of the best of me and all of the worst of me has been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. You are our atoning sacrifice. Scripture says when we do this together, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Remembrance. We're going to remember him this morning as we take this. Remember what he's done. So God, we just come to you. Thank you that you so love the world, so much love the world, that you gave your son to take us from death to life, from wrong to right. And you've given us a seat at your table, both now and forevermore. It's not going to get revoked by our efforts, and it's not going to be held there by our efforts. It's held there by the blood of the Lamb. We just thank you, Jesus, that everything you did was our substitute. Everything was. Thank you, Jesus. Let's come forward. Let's grab the elements. And then let's go back to our seats and let's take it together. In Luke, Jesus said, he took the bread and he had given thanks and he broke it and he said to them, "This is my body. It's been given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so Jesus, together, we remember you. We remember we're not worthy, but you're worthy. We remember that you were beaten beyond recognition as a man. And the punishment of our sin, in your body, so that we could have peace with God. Thank you. Thank you. He says, "And likewise, cup after they had eaten, he said, 'This is the cup that's poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood.'" So Jesus, we thank you for your blood. Thank you for the blood. The record of our sin is blotted out. And we are loved by you and held in covenant forever by your blood.